Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
G-Shawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, we are coming to you live from above the Heineken River Deck at Pier 17. If you've missed any of the first 2 hours of the show, you can download the podcast. What's going on, Jay? What's going on, Key?
What's up, Maxie?
Can J. Will. Make me feel this way, my nuggets.
Take that where you want to go with it.
Okay. It didn't sound right somehow. Nuggets coming out of your mouth didn't sound right, Jay.
Jeez.
Well, oh, I'm man. Just, what I, you know, y'all, literally. Oh.
Y'all are unbelievable. So the Nuggets, for Frank, get on us. Let's start off. Let's get our basketball. Let's get our basketball back in before Frank gets mad.
You know, Max gives his face. I know he gave this face when he was younger when he said something slick or did something bad where he just looks at you, his legs are crossed, he goes,
You know why my legs have to be that way, Jay? My back. My 50-year-old back.
This guy gets up. I'm injured again today.
Oh, God. Yeah, well, I mean,
no,
it's going to be a great weekend.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's going to be a great weekend.
What you got planned?
Hey.
Really, that is a great weekend.
I got to go to somebody's birthday party tomorrow, but other than that, nothing.
Someone's birthday party, a friend of yours or a friend of your kids?
A friend of mine.
Oh, okay.
Grown folk.
Grown-up party. Yeah.
Grown folk.
Not the pizza with the plastic, with the paper plates and the, yeah.
No, they're not going to have paper plates at this place. I would be shocked if they had paper plates. Them, nah. Not a chance.
Them, nah.
Nah, they might have went out and bought brand new china.
Just for the occasion.
Just for the occasion, yeah.
Will you be waited on at this party?
100%.
Yeah.
Times five.
Oh, wow.
This is nice.
They may have.
Is this in the hills?
They may have 2 to 3 waiters per guest.
Well, that's the proper proportion, of course.
Is this in the hills? Where is this located?
It's in some hills.
In some hills.
Yeah, it's in some hills. they got it, Jay.
Yeah.
For sure. 100%. Okay.
How many people will be waiting on you this weekend, Jay?
My kids.
I see. You'll be waiting on them.
I'll be with the kids.
Yeah.
It's swimming, and you're above the ground pool.
Above the ground pool. All day.
Do you have a cover?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Is it a solar cover? Does it trap?
Solar cover?
Yeah, where you use the sun heats the pool.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. That's what I was about to ask you. Does it warm up your pool?
No, I've been looking at different, cold plunges, though. Have you guys been, my body needs it. Literally.
Really?
I've been thinking about doing, like, hot,
what's
cold.
What's supposed to be the benefit?
Like, lactic acid takes it out of your.
Yeah, lactic acid. But, Jay,
have
you ever done the cold tub?
I don't like it.
Have you?
I have plunged in a cold tub, yes.
Cold, hot, cold,
hot. Well, that's interesting. I haven't done that.
Yes.
Yeah, and then when you go from hot to cold, you get this tingly, electric shock that comes through your body when you get into the cold.
And how do you feel after?
Incredible.
Really?
You feel great.
I literally, because my knee is always swollen every day because I'm like bone on bone. Mm-hmm. So I did it at my friend's house. I'm like, I got to get one. I gotta do this more often.
But the cryo chamber helps you too, right, Jay?
I mean, I don't have one of those. I don't know what.
You don't have a cryo chamber?
I've never even used one of those.
You don't own a cryo?
I would think your physical therapist or like your doc or somebody like that, the PT would have one in their office. I bet you they do.
Yeah, I've been bad with PT for a while, though. I haven't gone.
Yeah, I would.
It's probably catching up to me.
I bet you they got one. I bet you they do.
Have you ever done that before, Key?
Yeah.
What's it feel like?
It's probably 30 seconds or whatever the case may be. And you just in there, you closed in, and you just freeze to death real quick, and it's like that.
He was cryogenically frozen for a month, and he thinks it was 30 seconds.
I mean, it's going to freeze you in a heartbeat. Like, okay. You know, but it's the same. It's just a faster way instead of the cold tub, it's a faster way. Now, cold tub was fine because when you get off the field, your body is so warm and you're like extremely hot. The body temp is up there. And once you get into the ice bucket cold tub, it's fine. I mean, there's nothing wrong with it. It's so funny. When we were on ESPN 710 out here in L.A., and Raj, your old producer on your show, Max, was my producer. And so they, you know, one of his jokes was, I showered with more men than anybody in the studio.
That's fact.
You know, which is facts, probably, right?
I mean, yeah, because 100%.
It was one of his bits.
It just took me a minute to process that, and I was like, yeah, that's probably accurate.
It was a bit, basically. And so I'm like, he's like, have you ever gotten in a hot tub with a man? And I was like, no, not in the cold tub. I'm like, no. No, this fool goes online.
You never got in a hot tub with another guy?
Wait, it was a cold tub.
It was a cold tub.
I already know what Raj is up to, so he went online, yeah.
He went online, and there's me with a picture in the cold tub leaning back with one of my teammates on the opposite side. And he's, you know, I was like, you dirty dog.
Wait, hold on. That was you and LZ and Sedano?
It was me. No, it was me, LZ, and Travis. We're on the show together at that time.
That was a good have I ever mentioned that to you, Jay? That was a good station. It still is, 710.
It was funny ESPN as hell, though, because these, you know, ice buckets that we had, and they pour all this ice in right before the end of practice, and you're in there, and I used to sit in it probably the longest of anybody. I mean, I used to be in that thing sometime 30, 45 minutes, and they put the little things on your toes, and you're good.
So good, man.
And that's what the Miami Heat needs to do with
they
the
got cooled off.
To 1
million,
cool them off.
1 million Jokic had him in the cold plunge. They cooled him right off.
1,000,000%. That's what they're doing.
They got, I mean, right from the beginning, Aaron Gordon's taking him down low and just putting his shoulder down and just knocking people over and I can't believe he finished with, what was it, 16 points for Aaron? I would have 16. Figured he had 30. He must have had those first 16 points all in the first half of the first quarter. I mean, it was crazy. Jokic was finding him. Murray's finding. Look at this. Just a mismatch physically. And then they could take it outside. Jokic finding guys. Murray finding guys. They can shoot from the outside. Aaron Gordon's an explosive athlete. He's bullying guys down low. KCP can hit outside shots. It's a lot.
Well, look, man, I mean, when you're an undersized team, and you saw that in the first quarter, they made it a priority to give the ball down low on the block. And if you're switching a lot of your coverage up, you had Gabe Vincent on Aaron Gordon, which is why they specifically focused on. I mean, they were 20-6 in the first quarter of points in the paint, right? Denver scored 40 points in the paint overall. So even with Jokic not taking his first shot attempt until the end of the second quarter, you saw when Miami finally went to zone, more of a steady diet later in the second half, by the time he catches the ball in the middle of the zone, he's still such an elite passer, such a great scorer. You want to let him score? He's still going to give you buckets. So I just don't think Miami can stop Denver defensively. Miami's only chance is they have to be able to score at the same clip that Denver can score.
Those threes are going to have to fall.
Yes. It's going to have to be, we're going to have to outshoot you when it's all
said. Why weren't the threes falling, Jay?
Well, I mean, I think they got open looks. Like you could say coming off a game 7 on Monday, right? Quick turnaround, playing in altitude. But also, I think the physicality of the game. There's something to be said about that. I mean, think about Jimmy Butler's last three games. 34 minutes at the Celtics, 47 minutes at home, 43 minutes at the Celtics in game 7. So now, take into that the fact that he's coming back in this game and you need him to be a guy who attacks. He did not have one free throw attempt. No starter had a single free throw attempt for the Miami Heat. Their actual team only had two free throw attempts.
That's a crazy stat.
Jay,
that's
wild. Can I ask you a question? It may be a stupid question, but you played in Denver, and Max is smart. He may be able to answer the question from a science standpoint for me. But shooting the ball in that altitude, does it do something to – does it feel like you – because it seems like everybody's misses jumpers in Denver.
That's a good point. Less friction in the air.
But I know it's not like helium in the air, nothing weird like
it's
that.
It's not that. Your legs feel heavier.
So are you – okay, so that the fact that your legs feel heavier, do you feel that you have to shoot with more strength?
I mean, for any shooter, right, if you're not using your legs and you become arm-based – like that throws off your whole. I mean, think key, like,
because it seemed like even the Lakers were missing a lot of jumpers and, you know, and threes and things like that when they were playing.
So let me ask you, Key,
Minnesota or any of them.
How many catches do you make in the offseason?
When I'm practicing?
Yeah. Like, do you have a certain
thousands.
Amount of catches? Thousands, right?
Thousands.
So it's like, all right, I get up like 600 to 700 made shots a day as an NBA player.
Yeah.
Think about that rhythm constantly over and over and over.
Right.
And now you're telling me, even with heavier legs, right, like you still work on what that rhythm is. It's still the same action every time.
Mm-hmm.
But now you're telling me, due to the altitude, I get tired faster. My legs are slightly heavier than what I'm ever used to with being tired. That rhythm is off. It's
completely off. You know what Keith said? I'd never thought of this before.
I don't think it's not the ball.
Maybe it's not because it's maybe it's so negligible. But the higher you go up, the less friction there'll be, right? So I wonder if that.
You know from a science standpoint.
Yeah, from a science standpoint. Like, I wonder if that has any effect at all.
Never thought about it like that.
Yeah, I never have considered that.
No, but the way that you explained it just now, Jay, answers my question,
yeah.
Which is your legs are tired, fatigued, because of the altitude, and now you are pushing the ball with more strength because you're not using your bend and your knees, I would assume, when you're shooting a jumper.
Exactly. It's like what coaches always say, use your legs. Don't forget to use your legs. You're using all arms. Upper body. It's not the way you shoot.
Draymond Green on the Draymond Green Show on Volume Sports had some things to say about why he took the Nuggets to win in five. Jay, you did him one better. You took him to sweep, and they're up 1-0. Here's Dre.
One key thing that Denver has done that's made me say, but Denver's ready to win a championship, and it's this. They have not f***ed around any of their series. They've had opportunities to close. They closed. They're getting it done. They're ready to win a championship. They're not messing around with these other teams. They're ready to win a championship. I got the Nuggets in five.
And Draymond tweeted.
Draymond Green of the Los Angeles Lakers are saying.
Draymond Green tweeted they have not played with their breakfast championship ready. Like the Celtics were accused of playing with their food.
Well, as I say, first off, that's a jab, right? That's a maxism. That's a slick jab, right, about the Boston Celtics. Because how many times have we talked about the Celtics playing with their food?
Right,
like you don't know which team is going to show up. There's a reason why Denver is undefeated in the playoffs at home. So if you listened to any of the pregame last night, they showed a clip, Key, of Michael Malone talking. And Michael was like, okay, this team in the first round matchup against the Milwaukee, they walked in there and they won. They beat Milwaukee in their first game at home. Versus the Knicks, they walked into Madison Square Garden and they beat the Knicks at home their first game. Against the Boston Celtics, they walked into TD Garden and they beat the Celtics game one at home. So it's all these chips on your shoulder, little things that this team is like, nah, like it's not going to happen on our watch. It doesn't mean that Miami can't win games. I'm like, I could be wrong with the sweep, right? They could shoot the lights out of the gym. That's what would need to happen, though. But this is a better team than what Boston has faced over the last three series.
See, that's why I said that I didn't know if they were going to sweep.
The previous two seasons, they were not healthy in the playoffs. And the question was, what would they do if they get healthy, the Denver Nuggets? And if this is what they're going to continue to do.
And by the way, Max, real quick, I mean, they still gave up 30 points in the fourth quarter.
Right.
Right on 60%
But the
shooting.
Game was sort of over by
but
then.
But that's the thing.
You know, like, even though they got it within nine, it was.
I guarantee you Michael Malone and those guys today are talking about we can't afford for things like that to happen. Because then they start believing in themselves.
But,
especially if they're getting ready to have this dynasty.
And by the way, as Spoelstra said, a couple more of those threes fall, right? And then all of a sudden the whole game feels different. All right, could the Heat get a big boost for game two?
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's LECTRICEbikes.com.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call clickgranger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM Channel 80. You can download the podcast if you missed any of the first two-plus hours. And we are presented by Progressive Insurance. What's going on, Jay?
Nothing.
What's up there,
Paul,
young
getting
Jay
ready
Will?
To pounce.
How you doing there, boy?
Paul
how you doing
here in the studio.
Oh, young Jay, we'll hang out at old Kellerman.
Did you not ask for a cup of coffee during the break? Is that
no,
what this
no,
is
no,
about?
No. So, it's fine.
That looked like some nasty coffee.
Really yep, coffee. But it has caffeine in it.
It looked nasty, though, because the cup looked weak.
It's not delicious, that's true, but it does
got a
the
weak,
job.
A weak, it's a weak cup. There's no.
It's a workaday coffee right here.
It's a working man's coffee.
That's right.
That's what it is.
Weak, and I don't even drink coffee, but it looked weak. Don't look right. It needs some writing
this
on it.
This doesn't look
something.
Right?
No, it's just a white cup.
Well, I mean, there's coffee in it. This is a standard
issue
coffee.
It looks like bad coffee because of the white cup.
That's true. Like, however, right? It's not just coffee. It's a double energy shot.
Yeah, if it had some stuff around it and some writing and like uh-huh. some sign, you know. It would
some ridiculous
be like,
size that doesn't really correspond to the size that it is.
Yeah. Then
in a foreign
like, oh,
language.
Man, you're drinking some really good coffee.
Right.
That doesn't look like really good coffee.
Yeah. If it came out in a tiny little cup, right?
Yeah, it would look like the Lox coffee or something. You'd be like, okay.
Half of it would be foam. It'd be like one little taste on the tip of your tongue. Oh, that looks like a good coffee.
Have you ever stopped and had gas station coffee as a kid? Or as growing up?
I can't tell you that I ever have had gas station coffee.
I don't drink coffee, though, Jay. Remember,
yeah.
I don't really.
I don't know if I have. No, because like if I go into a gas station, I'll get something bottled with caffeine, you know?
You know, like the gas stations that have all the stuff that you can
yeah,
buy.
Yeah, no, like, I don't think I ever had gas station coffee, tell you the truth.
I've had nachos at a gas station.
I mean, like long road trips.
I don't just know how much they're going to clean that coffee maker, you know what I mean?
I mean, how much do they clean it at Starbucks or other places?
That's
a
good point. I assume Starbucks, they have protocol.
There you go, assuming.
Tune in for game two of the NBA Finals Sunday night, presented by Indeed. Coverage begins at 7:30 p.m. Eastern on most ESPN radio stations and on Sirius XM Channel 80.
Let's go, Dodgers!
Wait a minute, Jay. You never had Wawa coffee before?
I've had Wawa coffee before, for sure.
That joint is all that.
You know what? That's true. I have also, not gas station coffee, but like, you know.
That's a gas station.
But it depends. Some like in New York, if you go to
Max,
like
you've had gas station coffee. Just say yes.
The answer is yes. Now that once Yates said Wawa, but it's like when you go out of state. If you're in New York and you see some of it, you're not going to go to a regular gas station and get a cup of coffee. But out of state, when they have these chains with, it's almost like a supermarket, right? Yeah,
yeah
I've had
that's
coffee
what I'm talking
there.
About.
Yeah, I have.
Y'all swear by Wawa though.
Yeah, Wawa's
fire.
It's a damn convenience store.
Yeah.
So what?
But it's convenient to have.
It's a convenience store. There's no difference between that and 7-Eleven.
Nah, that's not true.
Shell's convenience store.
Nah,
there's a difference.
Chevron, Mobile.
Jay,
oh, God,
Jay,
stop.
Tell this man, you can't go to the Sev and get no hoagie.
Nope.
Man, you can't.
He doesn't even know what a hoagie is.
As a matter of fact, when Yates said,
fake Philly cheese steak sandwich that's fake in Philly.
When you asked me if I ever got coffee at a gas station, the answer was no. When Yates said Wawa, I thought, that's true, I have had coffee there.
It's the
so if
same
that counts.
Thing. Yeah,
no, it's a little different.
It's very different.
It looks a little cleaner, bigger, more variety.
I don't even drink coffee. And they got all types of different creamers and different tastes.
Before we get to Tyler Hero,
answer
this question for me, Yates, and just say yes or no. Can you go into Wawa and get a Snicker?
Yeah.
Yes.
Can you go into 7-Eleven and get a Snicker?
Yeah.
Okay, so.
It's not the same thing.
You can go into
one...
Walmart and get a Snicker. What are you talking about?
You can go to a movie theater and get a Snickers. What's,
it makes
you know?
No sense.
It makes all the sense in the world. It's the same damn thing.
I can get it for
trying
wait,
to
wait,
make it
King,
sound
for
special
some things.
Because it's on the East Coast. Stop.
For some things, it's the same thing, but for others, it isn't. For example, I wouldn't have coffee in every place, but I've had coffee there.
You would absolutely get your coffee from Wawa before you go to 7-Eleven.
Yeah, 100%.
You would go and get
that's
a hoagie
not true.
Speaking from Wawa before
gonna,
you go to 7-Eleven.
I'm going to send you a video.
Speaking
I
of
bet
coffee,
you Tyler Harrell go
get, is he going to get a cup of coffee in this series?
Nah,
speaking
man.
Of, no, not
thank
speaking
you,
of
he, three.
Speaking of heroes, because hoagie is not a New York term. In New York, you say a hero or a sub, maybe, but a hero.
Yeah, I was trying to get y'all to Tyler Hero by using that. No. You guys are so
hoagie makes you think
hoagie
it's a little one step down. Yeah, no.
What?
Hero. Hero.
Wait till I tell you about what a Zep is, Max, but back to Tyler Hero.
Hero needs to
So when is Tyler Hoagie going to be ready to play? That's the question. Do you want him to start when I wouldn't start him right away, Jay, would you?
First off, where's the injury, Max?
The injury is to his lower extremities.
It's his
wrist.
His hand. What's that mean,
surgery.
Max?
He has surgery on his hand.
Thank you, Key.
His metacarpal.
It's taking this guy a long time.
I was thinking of Jimmy Butler.
No, you're going to swipe down.
Swipe his hand, right.
What I was always taught by Coach K
is
swipe down when that guy's injury. We talked about it.
Let me see how you do it, Jay. Can you show that again? Are you going to swipe down on his hand?
Yes, of course, 1,000%. That's why I told you, first thing. Anyway, probably I would let him come off the bench maybe like late in the first half. I would see how he does, but I would play him minimal playing time in game two. I am still giving my rotational guys, Gabe Vincent, Max Strus, even though he was 0-10 for 0 points in a donut, I'm riding with them in game two to see if they can weather the storm and turn things around. I think if you bring Tyler Hero back in, he's such a dynamic scorer. What version of himself he's going to be when he hasn't played basketball in a pretty long time? And now you're bringing him back into game two. I'd rather bring him back with more minutes at home. I think it's easier for him to find his momentum and rhythm.
You're going to have to give him some minutes, because there's going to have to be that game where he gets acclimated, right?
Sporadically, though.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're not going to be a starter. Like, I'm not doing that.
It's an interesting case because his first playoff experience at such a young age, he was so good. You thought, oh, wait, where is this heading? And what is he to you? What is Tyler Hero to you at this moment if he's most of himself?
What do you mean?
Like what kind of
– is he an all-star?
Yeah, what would you describe him as? Because that first playoff game is like, oh, wait, look at this, that first playoff series.
Now, I'm saying this name, not saying he is this name at all. But he has like Jamal Crawford-like vibes, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like a guy that can get you buckets and get you energy going when your team lacks. Like that's what he is to me.
And when you squint, you go, oh, wait, is that a star player right now, right?
Yeah, I guess.
Well, that was Jamal Crawford. Crawford, you squint, you go, is that Michael Jordan in the fourth quarter? Who is that? He's
crazy. A bucket getter, man. Yeah. He's a bucket. He can go get you buckets. That's what you need.
Mm. Key, you play him?
Yeah, I play him, but I don't necessarily start him. Can he go? You know me, when it comes to injuries, is he capable of playing? Is he capable of taking care of himself? Is he capable of figuring out how to not get swiped down on all of the little things? Because when you give minutes in practice and in preparation to a guy that you could potentially lose based on his injury, therefore you negate the person that should be playing that role by not allowing him to be with the units that he should be with. So can he go?
Also, he's 6'4.5 now too. So like the thing is, you get another bucket getter, but also what is your defensive scheme, right, when you're going against guys 6'9", 6'10"?
Particularly, you may not have considered this, but they could swipe down on that hand because that's where the injury is, Jay, like this. Swipe down on it.
That was the weakest slap.
He gives us his most.
That was the weakest slap.
That's true.
Try to slap again.
Let me do that again.
There you go. That's a real slap.
He's kind of like this.
Slap it like you mean it.
Yeah. Now my hand's kind of stinging now. Is that bad? All right.
You know that
Key gives us his most overhyped NFL teams heading into next season. Most overhyped, KJM.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day. But sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, we're presented by Progressive Insurance, and this is Key's Real Rankings, the five most overhyped teams heading into the season. Okay, Key.
Number five.
Woo, number five. So this was interesting, Max. Let's start off with the Cleveland Browns. Now, look, some people got them extremely hyped because it's Deshaun Watson's second season with the Cleveland Browns, Amari Cooper. Now you're starting to think about who's out there. DeAndre Hopkins is still available. So you add that in there. That noise is starting to build up for a team that actually had Baker Mayfield take them to the playoffs a couple seasons ago. I like Cleveland. I think they're overhyped, but I think the hype is real.
Number four.
How about the Miami Dolphins getting Jalen Ramsey from the Rams, pairing him with Xavier Howard? If Tua stays healthy, we know how they got off to a great start last year. The speed kills on the perimeter with Tyreek Hill and Waddle. Yes, they lose the tight end to the New England Patriots, but that's okay. All they've been able to do is put the football in explosive players' hands, and they've been able to do it. Defensively, I think they've gotten better. They need to get a more of a solid run game and keep their quarterback upright and healthy. He did a little mixed martial arts in the offseason. Let's see if it works.
Number two.
Well, that would be three.
Number three.
I can count. Can you? Let's say the Buffalo Bills sit at three. They drafted Kincaid from Utah. Diggs is still there. They want to get better at the quarterback position by not turning the football over with Josh Allen. Von Miller's back in the fold. Defensively, they're solid and sound. When you look at it, though, Leslie Frazier is gone, but for whatever reason, the Buffalo Bills, people are still picking him to go to the Super Bowl. Picking Josh Allen to win the MVP, they sit at number three.
Number two,
another team out of the same division. So far, we got two teams out of division. The third team, the New York Jets. They get Aaron Rodgers, and all of a sudden, the Jets are going to the Super Bowl. They'll be in Las Vegas playing in the Super Bowl. Aaron Rodgers is the savior. He's calm. He's cool. He's not worried about any stress. He's going to just relax. And then all of a sudden, the Jets will be in the Super Bowl. They're probably the most overhyped team outside of – that's a key to go to number one, Yates.
Number
outside
one.
Of the Detroit Lions. The Detroit Lions are probably the most overhyped team coming into the 2023 season. You think about it. Jared Goff. They're talking big extension. Extension to surpass Daniel Jones. That type of money and then some. They went out and they drafted well in Gibbs at the running back position. Jameson Williams is back healthy, although he'll miss some time, but he certainly could be a game breaker for him. They drafted Jack Campbell. And then everybody loves Dan Campbell, the coach. Detroit got off to a hot start. Not necessarily a hot start, but they played offensively strong. The defense struggled last year. They got better as the season wore on. They beat Green Bay. They beat a couple teams with nice logos. So everybody all of a sudden, Detroit. That's pretty hype, I would say. Then there's some honorable mentions in there, right? You got the Chargers out of Los Angeles, one of Max's favorite quarterbacks of all time. And then you got the Jacksonville Jaguars, another one of Max's favorite quarterbacks of all time.
Well,
Trevor Lawrence, the only thing he's done since he's been in the league, it's win football games, Max will tell you, even though he started winning last year.
He's beat my other favorite quarterback, right, in the playoffs.
And he beat your other favorite quarterback after they spotted him 21 points. They're a little bit hyped for me. And then, obviously, the team that's always going to be hype, America's team, the Dallas Cowboys. Those three teams are honorable mention, but the top five, Detroit, the Jets, the Bills, the Fins in Miami, and the Cleveland Browns round out the top five. If you have a problem with that, let me know.
Yeah, so, Key, here's my questions. Number one, I think the Cowboys should be in the top five pretty much every year, and this is no exception.
But it's not noisy this year. It's not
noisy. It is not noisy compared to how noisy it normally is for them.
Yeah,
if you accept the higher baseline for the amount of press they're going to get, then I agree with you. But just in terms of pure hype, they are discussed more than most other teams, even in a so-called quiet year. I would have to say they're overhyped. That would be my number one act.
Well, you think the Cowboys, too.
I would say either them or the Jets are the two most overhyped at this moment because they're getting the most hype. I'm surprised you have Cleveland on there. You want to know it's funny when people say overrated, underrated, overhyped, underhyped. I guess it depends who you're talking to and what you're reading and stuff.
That's true, too.
Because I haven't heard enough people, in my opinion, talking about what Cleveland could possibly do. Like, I feel like they're being slept on.
The noise turned up.
With
DeAndre Hopkins,
yeah,
it turned up
just now, in the last couple days.
Yeah, This list was just made. So we're not talking about 5 months ago, right? We're talking about, like, basically right now. Detroit holds it down. And Buffalo, obviously. But Cleveland, if Deshaun Watson gets back to the Houston Deshaun Watson as a football player, and then they add a DeAndre Hopkins, because they're certainly recruiting him at the highest level, this team will be one that'll certainly roll into training camp with extreme hype.
See, I would say, when you just think about hype, now if you're talking about how overrated, that's one thing, but the hype, the Raiders have gotten a lot of hype because of Tom Brady, right? Tom Brady, they're in the news. Is he going to play for him?
Tom Brady came out and said, I'm absolutely not playing.
Jimmy Garoppolo, well, I'll believe it when I see it, or when I don't see it.
No, he said, I'm an owner, I'm not playing football, those days are past.
How many games has Tom Brady missed so far? Zero.
None. Zero.
Right, just like last time, he missed zero games.
But the dude looks like he's done.
But would you agree that if someone says something and then they take it back a couple weeks later, that the credibility of what they say about that may be called into question?
But remember, it was a couple weeks later he unretired, not months.
This time it's a couple months.
And he's not throwing the football. Training camp is next door.
You know what I noticed, Key? I talked to Andre Ward about this. All-time great fighter who retired. He retired, and he let me know before he announced it. You know, he let some people know who he was working with. And we were talking about it, and I was thinking, you know, he knows he's retiring now, and it's his choice. He's walking away. But to me, the real test of whether a dude is actually retired is the moment where he starts thinking to himself, it used to be my choice. Is it still? The moment where he's like, yo, this might be the last time it is my choice.
Max, let it go. It's not happening.
I'm trying to make, you know, come on. This is what we do for a living. What are you doing?
He's done.
What are you doing? I could have thrown
San Francisco 49ers in there. I could have put them in there. Because a lot of the betting people have them finishing at the highest level. But I don't think they're overhyped because it's legit. Like, they're legit.
You know, Key, I got to say, Jay has been uncharacteristically quiet through this whole segment. Jay, don't you have any opinion on Key's list of the most overhyped teams?
I wasn't paying attention.
Unbelievable.
What was the list again?
You're unbelievable.
I mean, I didn't know you guys needed me for the segment.
Wow.
What's the most – there's the list. Do you have any opinion on it?
I've never met a hater in my life. Jay.
Real rankings, most overhyped teams heading into the season. Of course, he has the Dolphins on there. Curse.
See that?
Guy's the biggest hater of all time.
Well, there you go.
There he goes hating on Miami again.
Between you and Key,
Key hates on him. He picked them to get swept, and now he's hating on the Dolphins.
You guys have it covered.
Unbelievable.
Unreal.
Key, you're done.
Why do you change your
voice?
Gotta
go to break. Max?
You don't need to. We don't need to go to break.
It's
I'll
time.
We're late.
When you need to go to break.
It's time. Oh, sorry.
What
Mr.
has
Executive
been the
producer?
Most surprising part of this Major League Baseball season so far? We're going to get into it coming up. KJM.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, tune into an interleague battle Sunday. Dodgers host the Yankees. Coverage of Sunday Night Baseball begins at 6 p.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app, and at 7 p.m. on ESPN. And now, joining us to talk all things baseball, Carl Ravitch. Today, of course, Lou Gehrig Day. What's going on, Carl?
What's up, Ravi?
Good morning, everybody. How are you guys today?
good, man. I'm waiting for this weekend, actually.
My Yankees finally getting healthy. You know,
the Yankees are getting healthy. The Dodgers are great. Before we dive into the game, just let me dive into a quick story about the significance of Lou Gehrig Day while we remember the Iron Horse and what he did. May 2nd of 1939 was the last time that his name wasn't penciled into the lineup. May 2nd. And then on May 2nd, years later, a woman named Sarah Langs was born. Same day that Lou Gehrig's career ended because of ALS, Sarah Langs was born. The next day after Sarah Langs was born, May 3rd of 1993, I started to work at ESPN. After that, about 22 years later, Sarah Langs and I start to work together at ESPN. Her dream her entire life was to be part of the ESPN baseball family, and she realized that dream. A few years later, while working on the program, we recognized there were some things about Sarah's physical health that were deteriorating. She was a runner and a swimmer. She was at a party of mine postseason once, and she just fell down, and I carried her down the stairs to a car that was waiting for her. And we didn't know what was wrong. She didn't know what was wrong. She went to a variety of doctors and then discovered that, like Lou Gehrig, she had ALS. And she's a 29-year-old woman, now 30, who has been given a death sentence. The same outcome that Lou Gehrig dealt with, all ALS patients deal with. There is no cure. But there's a whole hell of a lot of progress being made in the fight against it. So today and this weekend, much to the credit of Major League Baseball, Project ALS, we are involved in our own fundraising effort. There are many of them. All of them are wonderful. Ours, I invite all of our listeners and Jay and Max and Key, with all your power and your reach, I would encourage you to please go to starsforsarahwithanh.org. That's starsforsarahwithanh.org. And you can purchase what we call a Lang Star, ALS. It's a small 22-inch wooden star that has lights on it. You plug it in and it lights up. And hopefully we are going to shine a light on this disease, continue to move forward in the research and funding for it, remind everybody what an incredible person Sarah is. If you love sports, and everybody that's listening to this program loves sports, and you knew Sarah, you'd love her as well. Because she loves baseball, Max, more than you and me and anyone else you know who loves baseball by tenfold. So it's an appeal on behalf of Sarah, who will be working on our game Sunday night. She's our researcher, and she works for MLB Network and MLB.com. She's a wonderful person, and I really would appreciate any help anybody can give. And again, that's starsforsarah.org.
Lou Gehrig died 82 years ago today, and this disease, man, this is a worthy cause to give to. This disease, 82 years later, is still claiming the lives of young people. And the irony, of course, with Lou Gehrig, the Iron Horse, is he was this big, strong guy and this symbol of durability, because right. He didn't miss any. He got 2,130 straight games. Slugger, home run hitter, just like the picture of health and strength. And you know, ALS got him.
And 82
years later, Sarah's dealing with the same thing. It's outrageous.
Exactly. And she's the opposite of Lou Gehrig. She's not big. She's not strong. She's a woman. I mean, the saddest part, and there's no – look, everyone who has ALS, and there are so many people who deal with it. Our beloved colleague Tim Kirkchen has a brother dealing with it. The difference with ALS and every other disease, or so many others, is, look, I had a heart attack when I was at ESPN back in 1998. There are people who suffer with cancer. The difference between heart disease and cancer is oftentimes there is a way forward. There is a cure. This one has no cure. And as a result, I think it puts people off. They don't necessarily want to give money to researching something that we haven't been able to find a cure on since, you know, as you said, Lou Gehrig. But we're making headway. We are getting close. People are living longer. And Sarah, to her credit, does not want to look at this as somebody that's struggling with ALS. As she said, and you can hear it on the baseball Tonight podcast with Buster only. You can hear it on ESPN Daily. It's an unbelievable listen today if you listen to the ESPN Daily podcast with Sarah. Buster only, a huge advocate for Sarah. She is living and thriving with ALS and working with it. So she's not sitting there suffering and doesn't look for any sympathy in all this. But boy, the legion of supporters is wonderful, and I'm just hoping we can enlist a few more in this fight, from our NFL community to our basketball community to the sports community.
So that's starsforsarah.org. I just
that's
bought
right.
mine.
Thank you, Max.
Too,
thank you. Thank you, guys.
Too,
hey,
thank
Carl.
You. Thanks, Jay.
Before you get out of here, yeah. Yankees and Dodgers play on Sunday Night Baseball this week. Who's more likely to make the World Series between those two teams?
That's a great question. I think there's probably a little current more competition for the Yankees. I think the American League is deeper. I think the American League East is crazy. We just did the Atlanta Braves. We saw Ronald Acuna put on a show. We're about to see Mookie Betts and Aaron Judge. I mean, those are probably three of the, you know, the top 15 right fielders to ever play the game of baseball. So we have them Sunday night. I think it's probably the Dodgers, only because the Yankees have to deal with the Astros. They have to deal with the Rays. And I think there's going to be a few other teams that pop up in the American League that cause headaches for the Yankees. All teams in their division, you know, it's going to be a challenge for them. So I'd say the Dodgers, but please join us. You'll be able to see and hear Sarah Langs on our telecast. And again, thanks for the platform, guys. I'm grateful for it. Sunday night's going to be great. This weekend is wonderful, and let's do what we can for Sarah.
Yo, Ravi, just want to say, I appreciate, obviously, your work, but for who you are as a person, man.
Thank you, brother.
I appreciate
Thank you.
It.
Thank you, man.
Thanks, Carl.
Thanks, guys, very much.
Is the series over in the NBA Finals, KJM?
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.